Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this October 30th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. I want to send a big shout out to our friends at Crockett Septic sponsoring this time and giving us a chance to talk to some great people like we're going to do today, because we're talking theater and we're talking about the wonderful Wisconsin Rapids Junior Theater High School production of Beetlejuice. And I only said it once. So I'm okay right now. If I say it two more times, I might get in trouble. But we are excited to talk about this. We've got some of the cast in with us. I'm going to let them introduce themselves in a moment. And we have our good friend Sue Becker in, the director of the show. Sue, we'll put you to work in a second here, but thank you for being here. So what I'd like to do to start off is let you all introduce yourselves. Give us your name and your character, if you don't mind.
My name's Harry, and I'm Charles.
My name's Abigail, and I play Delia.
My name is Abrietta, and I play Lydia.
My name is Bryce, and I play Beetlejuice.
Fantastic. Thank you all for being here. Well done. Well done. You're already doing a great job, so thank you for that. Sue, I think that this is one of the more popular shows that you guys could do, certainly popular characters and everything. But as you and I know, sometimes the movie and play can be very different or have some different parts to them. And then when you bring it on to a high school production or something, can vary even more. Can you give us a little bit of a synopsis of the show, a little bit of it without, we don't want to ruin anything, of course, on the show, but... Yeah, but you can come up to the mic here and give us a little bit of an idea of what people can expect.
Okay, well, Beetlejuice Jr., I want to emphasize Jr., because a lot of people will say Beetlejuice, the movie, oh my gosh, it can be kind of an inappropriate, it's kind of, can get raw. This is the Junior version, and it's really based a lot, too, with off of the Broadway production, so it's lightened up quite a bit. And obviously it's about Beetlejuice, who is a ghost really trying to want to come back. He wants to come back to life. Through an avenue of a home, a distraught young girl who just lost her mother, and then a couple in the house that he takes over the control of them. They become ghosts. And it's all chaotic, and his way of trying to get back to the living. It takes place in the netherworld. It's crazy, chaotic. He is over the top wild. It's this version to me, I took it with the comedic end. Mm-hmm. And it's very light in retrospect to the movie or even the Broadway. Mm-hmm. We don't go into a lot of some of the Broadway issues. So the kids are having a ball. I'm having a ball with it. Iconic. Music, you know, everybody knows Dale, and that's crazy funny.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that being dead, or dead thing, and Dead Mom is a classic, iconic song that Lydia will be singing. Mm-hmm. But it's just fun. The kids have been having a ball, and I think the community will want to see this. They give a good show.
So. I'm an 80s kid. I love the movie. I grew up on it and everything, like a lot of people. And I've seen productions of the Broadway show and everything, and it's very cool and very well done. I think this might be my favorite version of Beetlejuice, like this version of it for the high schools and everything. I feel like so much of us as kids or adults, what we love about the production, whatever version, this version has it. And it really nails it, and it's really like true essence. I can't speak for the writers and creators of Beetlejuice or anything, but it feels like they got it right with this. Whereas the movie and the play kind of go in different directions in different ways for adults, for people like us and everything, for different reasons. Whereas this version is just really the essence of what this play is all about and the fun of it. There's a lot of interesting topics that I think kids get to face and talk about and realize, along with having fun. And man, you nailed it on the song, Sue. The songs, there may not be a better soundtrack than the Beetlejuice one. It's so much fun. It's a great one.
You know, when I first got this and I was looking at the script and the score, and I'm like, okay, you know, the song... I can't stop singing them.
Yeah.
They're just connected to me.
I saw in the schedule you guys were coming in, Deo has been in my head ever since. Like, for like a week, it's been in my head. It's awesome. But thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate it. And great work on this. Really, really nice work. Appreciate you work with the kids on these things. Now, on to the kids. I want to have you guys go ahead and remind the audience of your character and tell us a little bit about your character. And we'll start on the end here.
I'm Charles, and basically my character's like the dad of Lydia. He's kind of like a nervous guy, I would say.
Do you enjoy playing a dad?
Kind of.
It's a little interesting, a little different, I imagine. That's great. Are you having fun with the role?
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's pretty fun.
Good.
Like, Charles gets to do some stuff, but most of the time he's kind of nervous and stuff, so.
Those can be really fun characters to play. That's awesome. Yeah. That's good to hear. Thank you for that.
I play Delia, and she's Lydia's stepmom, who Lydia does not like. But she's really, like, comedic relief, and she's colorful and vibrant, and I really love that about her. She's really fun to play.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like a very enjoyable character to play and stuff. Especially the costume and some of that can be really fun.
The costumes are very crazy, but they fit me really well. Like, they're very me, personally, because they're crazy and colorful, and I love it.
Sometimes it can be really fun as an actor to play a character that's nothing like you, and it's really enjoyable. We don't talk enough about playing ones that are a little similar to us and how much fun that can be. That can be a lot of fun, too. That's cool. That's good to hear. Good to hear.
I play Lydia, and I'm the daughter, so I can be difficult towards my stepmother at times because I do not like her in the beginning. It's a pretty fun character to play. I don't have too many, like, emotions, but when I do, like, throughout the songs, it's really fun to portray that.
I think a lot of actors might do this. I know I've talked to a lot of my fellow actors about it before. There are roles that you dream about, and then there are roles that you see that I can't play Lydia. But I would love to play a character like that. It feels like such an awesome character to play. The part that you talk about with emotions and everything with her, it can be tough to do, but can be very rewarding when you pull it off. And it sounds like you're having fun with it. Good. Good to hear. Nice work. Nice. When I speak of dream roles, there are, like any kid of the 80s, playing Beetlejuice is a dream role. So I didn't even want to talk to you, man. I'm joking. Tell us about what it's like playing Beetlejuice.
So I play Beetlejuice, and he's like this really over-the-top ghost, and it's really fun to play because I've never played like a comedic relief or anything like that before.
That could be really freeing. And especially if you haven't gotten to do it before. And at your age, so one of the fears can be sometimes with a role like that, going too big and going too much. But at your age and with a show like this, like, yeah, I'm sure he's doing just fine with that and everything. You almost can't go too far. That's great. And it's really, really good to hear that you're having fun. It's great to hear that all of you are. Theater is life to me. Theater is vital. It's breathing to me. I love theater. But it's nothing if you're not having fun. It's not, it just doesn't hit the same if you're not. And I promise you that the more fun you're having, the more you enjoy it, the more the audience will. The more you believe it, the more the audience will. So you go all in like you guys are, you're going to have a great show. You're going to have a great run. I am curious about why you decided to do this. Now, I'm insane, so of course I'm going to act, but I'm curious about, you guys all seem like very smart, rational human beings, so I'm curious what, in all seriousness, what made you want to do this? What made you want to go out there and perform, even audition, let alone perform? Again, we'll start down the line.
I auditioned because, like, I do a bit of plays, so I just did it again.
Right on. You enjoyed it the first time, wanted to keep coming back. Yeah. How about for you?
Ever since I was a little girl, I've been very theatric, and I've always been big in everything that I do. And I find a lot of joy in theater. It's like, it's a comfortable place because I know everyone who's there also enjoys theater. It's a safe space because everyone's there for the same reasons, and they all love theater. And I don't know, I've just always loved it, and I was like, this time will be no different.
You hit on a lot of really important things there, I think, no matter what age you are, but especially at your guys' age and that theater can do and be. Very similar to sports or DECA or some other programs and everything. Theater, everybody's going to have something that pulls their interest more. Theater can be that for some, like it sounds like for you. That's great to hear. That's really good.
I would say I decided to audition for this one because, well, in the past I've done shows, but also I grew up watching my sister perform and just seeing her come home and share all the fun stories she's done and seeing like her make all these new friends, it really inspired me to join.
Very cool. And a really nice note. We don't hear that very often about a sibling or somebody like that kind of being encouraging. That's really cool. How about for you, man?
Theater. I've been wanting to do theater ever since I was, I'd say, around 5 years old. I've been doing it for 3 years now, and it's been, like, one of the best experiences that I've ever had in my life because you get to, like, meet all these people with the same interests, and it's just amazing.
That's really good to hear. It's really rewarding to hear. For all of you, for your fellow cast, and we want to shout out the rest of the cast and crew and everybody else working so hard on this that weren't able to be here today. Encourage them to have fun, break a leg, enjoy themselves. And as great as it is that you're all here and your fellow cast members are doing this, one of the purposes of theater, I think, is for those of us that are involved in it and love theater to encourage others to, and always be a welcoming place for anybody that wants to try this, for anybody who's crazy like me and it would be a SAG member and a professional actor, to somebody who, you know, I've always wanted to try that. I'm going to give it a shot. There is no age. There is no time. There's no skill set that is needed. If you want to do this, come on down. To your fellow, students and different people, what would you say to encourage them to come down and be a part of theater?
You should do it because it's fun and you can make more friends. And it's like, if you don't get the role, you can still be a part of it, and it's nice. And even if you don't make the role or get like cut from the play, you still have another chance at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well said. Yeah.
Well, for theater, it's really try out, because if you don't, then you're going to regret it. Mm. I don't know. It's really exciting, and like especially seeing it all come together on the final night. It's like, what? Like a month ago, we didn't have any sets. We were like, we were surviving off our scripts, and now everyone knows their lines and everything's ready because like we all come together at the end.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, that's very insightful at your age. Your whole answer, that's really interesting. It's cool to hear. It's also, I will tell you right now, as somebody who's done probably 200-some plays in my life and everything, it never gets old. That feeling that you're talking about of, this is insane. This is never going to work. We should just close this down right now and give everybody their tickets back to like 2 weeks later. Oh, wow, everything's fine. Okay, that's great. It's the way that this goes. It never stops being amazing. That's great to hear.
I would say definitely give it a shot, because even if you're not like the lead, you have a part in it and your part is important. And like just whatever role you get, it can really bring out like your personality and it can make you like happier and just, yeah.
Yeah, well said. I've been acting since I was 7, and I think one of the things that it took me too long to learn that you're already hitting on right now is that there truly are no small roles. Think about any movie, any play, anything you've ever seen, and a character that had one or two lines. Well, would the play or the movie be the same without them? Like, they're an integral part of most shows and most plays. Oftentimes, they have a line or two or a plot point that is integral to the story carrying on. You can't have one without the other. You have no lead actors without these other core actors. And I got to say for myself, some of my favorite roles have been those, like, bit parrot characters and everything. I enjoy doing those kind of things. That's a really good note. And how about for you, man? What would you say?
I would say do it because it's really fun. But I'm going to take a quote from one of my directors in WASA, Cindy Strobel. She would say, without an ensemble, there would be no show. Or without this small part, there would be no show. And she's really right, because a lot of her shows are big on ensemble. But there's also those parts with the lead roles that basically they're cool. But the scenes with ensemble, they're cool. And
Yeah, that's a good point. And a great quote from her. Sounds like a good director. That's great to hear. And really great stuff, you all. Thank you so much for all of that. I do have to put your director on the spot also, though. It's not fair if I do that to you guys and not her. Sue, you've been a part of a handful of these shows. You've directed a number of these and everything. While we certainly encourage kids to come out for shows, we want adults to come out for local theater or these things, we also are encouraging our parents, our adults out there, to be engaged with their kids, to be involved in these school activities, after school programs, these kind of things. To a parent out there listening that has thought about doing something like this, how would you encourage them to do this? How has this been rewarding for you?
Oh my God, there's just so much. There's so much that I say to these parents every time. These kids gain so much. One, self-esteem, confidence, the chance to be creative. And when they see parents involved, that also enhances them. There's this prideship that happens and this camaraderie with the family that, you know, you support me, they're going to want to do it again. And then the parents get involved and they help me backstage and painting and anything I need, anything. And it just, it's a big family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, and going back to what Bryce said, you know, it's just, I can't stress enough. It is the whole picture of ensemble and leads, because, and your lighting and your tech, your sound tech. you know, we can't do it without each one of those. And that ensemble group, my kids are doing so many different things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great to be a lead a couple times, but to be the ensemble and be different characters. I mean, they're running from being a skeleton or a zombie to mm-hmm. being a Beetlejuice clone to being a dead person. I mean, they're constantly moving and grooving. So, mm-hmm. and the dancing and everything. So, yeah, it just the whole picture. And the parents really start to get involved. They have fun. They have developed friendships as well. Mm-hmm. And just the whole bonding process for me is rewarding. So.
Just to piggyback on that, agree with everything you said and appreciate it so much. It seems, you know, in the times talking with you, having you in and everything, talking to other parents involved in the productions, it's so rewarding. It's such a rewarding feeling being a part of these things. It's interesting, too. It's all about putting on the show, but it's all of these things, even before you've even put on the show, you're feeling all this stuff. It's such a rewarding experience when it comes to that. And I appreciate something that you touched on there because it's something that I like to bring up with theater all the time. And we talk about this with sports and some other programs when it comes to school and everything, but while we don't know what you guys are going to go off to do, you're all going to do amazing things. You're all going to do some great, important stuff. I'm going to be following your lives, your careers, of course, and everything like that, like a lot of the people in the community. But whatever you might do, having some more confidence, having some more experience speaking in front of people, working with others, collaborating, using your creative muscles and all those things. That stuff in the workforce, no matter what job you do, you're going to use those skill sets. Theater gives you that. Theater brings that to you. Whether your kid is working backstage or they're on the stage, they gain these experiences. Theater is one of the most rewarding things that a kid can do. Cannot encourage enough parents, kids to get involved in theater and to take in this show. Wisconsin Rapids Junior Theater is presenting Beetlejuice. Friday, November 7th, 7 o'clock show. Saturday, November 8th, they'll have another 7 o'clock. And things will wrap up on Sunday with a 2 o'clock matinee. These shows will take place at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School Auditorium, a beautiful place to perform. I've always wanted to perform there. I'm a little jealous now even more. Wait. I got the acoustics of that place.
At Rams,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just given the full name.
That's okay.
We know it is Rams. I could have just said Rams. I should have just said that. No, but I've always wanted to perform over there. It's a really nice stage. It's at 1921 27th Avenue right here in Rapids. If people want to get tickets, Sue, getting them the day of, they can get tickets.
They also, on our poster or online, you see the QR code. You can go in and order them that way. It's general seating.
That QR code is available even in the studio here if you need it or something like that. Encourage you to do that and take in this show, everybody. Make plans to see it. Support these kids and get ready for a great audience because we're going to make sure to fill that Rams for you guys. We're going to be talking about this all the way leading up to the show. Thank you so much for the... Did you have something else, sir?
I just want to leave us with a little saying from Beetlejuice. What? Beetlejuice, can you give us your voice? Say something.
Something!
Very well done. Very well done. And very good interview. All of you guys nailed it. Well done. Break a leg. Have fun. Please say hi to the rest of the cast and the crew for me. Enjoy yourselves, all of you. Thank you for the time. And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.